Hi there, this is your friend Anna, and the question that I've been getting the most from all of my friends is, what are we wearing? This age-old question isn't just about choosing an outfit, it's about choosing how we present ourselves to the world. I created the I Want Her Shoes podcast to dive deep into what it means to dress with intention, whether you're heading to a council meeting or just having a casual day out with your family. Join the conversation as we explore the power of personal style and the decisions that shape our public personas. Put on your favorite pair of shoes and step into my closet. Welcome back to the I Want Her Shoes podcast, and this is part two of In Her Footsteps, Miami Women, Bold Stories, and the Shoes That Carried Them, special episode, part two, of highlighting the last 20 episodes and the amazing women that were featured in them. Enjoy. In episode 9, I had such a pleasure talking to my friend Ella Meridian, financial crime specialist. How cool is that? And Ella made finance so fabulous, and she talked about 50-25-25, a rule that gave us permission to plan for joy and yes, to invest in that Hermes if that's your thing. And what I learned from her is that a balanced budget can still sparkle and money moves, but so does a great pair of shoes. So check out episode 9, and here's one of my favorite clips from Ella's episode.
I do like the 50-25-25 rule. So 50% of it goes to your basic needs, right? Mm-hmm. Like your housing, your mortgage, your rent, your bills or whatnot. 25 of it goes into your investments. And then the other 25 goes into your desires.
Now shopping budgets,
which that 25,
vacations. So how do you divide that 25 into like vacations versus like shopping?
If you're smart, right? So you do your 25 that you've invested, you could take some of that investment out and use it for your, you know, luxuries.
Right.
Now, sometimes what I do is I do 25, 25, 50. But not all the time, or else my husband would go crazy.
By the way, I had to put on the Hermes dress because this is such the rage, and I haven't put this dress on, oh my gosh, for maybe 8 years, and I forgot how tight they are and how, like, you really have to be in shape and skinny to wear this dress. So I'm gonna be hitting the gym because I wanna wear my dresses. I mean, it's okay, but could be better. But I'm very excited to wear this again, and I'm excited to style it in different ways, and I'm gonna share the different ways to style these dresses in one of my next newsletters. If you haven't subscribed to that, there will be a link in the pod to do so. All right, let's get back to the amazing women that I had chance to sit down and talk to just in this closet. Episode 11, I talked to my friend Nicole Vasquez. She's an entrepreneur, and she really reminded us to lean into what comes naturally, right? Her superpower, we really had a deep dive into superpower, and hers is building community and looking incredible doing it. She taught me that networking is a full body sport, which I agree completely because that's really what brought me to where I am. And that style is a secret weapon when imposter syndrome tries to sneak in. So check out a clip from episode 11.
This business, my fourth one, is the culmination of everything that I've done. And even though I've only been operating this agency now for about a year and a half, I've basically been doing this my entire career.
No, that's really cool. That's an awesome journey and story how you got here. And I know that you've been described as a trusted connector Can you elaborate on your philosophy of networking and relationship building? Because you said you kind of have been doing it your whole life, right?
Yeah, and I never intentionally was thinking about how I was going about it. And my entire career, people have always been like, you're so great at connecting people. You're so great at bringing people together. And to be honest, I actually overlooked it a little bit because I would think, well, what does that mean? What, you know, I'm really smart and I'm really hardworking. And, and you know, like I'm just a great networker. And it was honestly only in the past few years that I had my aha of, yeah, that's my superpower.
Episode 12 was so much fun and such a big surprise to me. I had a chance to sit down with the amazing Courtney Spritzer, who's a local entrepreneur and co-founder of Entrepreneurista, a network that I'm a part of. And when her episode was recorded, Courtney actually came here and she really surprised me and told me that I'm going to be featured as one of the Entrepreneuristas 100. So that was so amazing to hear. But what I really learned from Courtney and her story is that she makes color strategy from hot pinks to founder power move. She leads with brightness and boldness, which I think that is so awesome, Courtney. Check out a clip from episode 12.
Thanks for having me. Thanks. Actually, I have a surprise for you. You have been chosen to be on the Entrepreneurista 100 list, so congratulations.
No, that's super amazing news, and can you tell me any more about what it is, or do I have to wait to see?
You will find out all the details tomorrow, but essentially it's a list that we publish every year. We've been doing it for the last 3 years, and you'll be recognized amongst other women entrepreneurs who are really trailblazers in their industries. So
that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Yes. Mwah.
On episode 13, I had so much fun sitting down with Diana Contreras, artist and muralist who is also local, and she really gave us art, heritage, motherhood, and joy layered in every brushstroke and street mural that she's done. And she taught me that style is really a voice, and when we give ourselves space to create, we empower others to do the same. Thank you, Diana, and check out a clip from episode 13.
Collaborated with Levi.
I was there.
That was beautiful. That was such a cool event. So tell us about the collaboration. How it came together.
Levi's such an American brand, and like me being an immigrant from Peru, they just made me feel so seen. They were so open to like my ideas, and I created a mural with a llama in it, which is, you know, symbolizes Peru. And then from that, they made a patch, and they put it on like their Levi's jackets. You could pick from a silkscreen, from a patch, to put it on your jacket. And like, that was like the American dream fulfilled, because, you know, I'm originally from Peru, but like being here, working with such an American company, iconic thing, and accepting me and wanting me to show my culture was amazing. And Beyonce did it, so
that's cool.
I was about to say, Beyonce like brought Levi's back.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that's amazing that they're doing more.
Episode 15 was so much fun and bright. I had a pleasure of speaking with Rhonda Singer, a wealth advisor at JP Morgan Chase, and Rhonda shared wisdom on navigating life transitions with clarity and how dressing with intention can change not only posture but also your presence. From her, I learned that fashion is resilience. Thank you, Rhonda. I had so much fun talking to you. And it can be also an armor, your reset button, and your reminder of who you really are. So here's a clip from episode 15. Enjoy.
And now are just becoming more gentle with one another, really trying to raise up other women. And I think when I had first started my career, it was actually worse to work for a female boss because in a way there was like a lot of competition. And they felt like only one could survive. And there's definitely not, that thought has completely, I think.
Yeah, I feel like we had that when I was entering the tech space 20 years ago. There was definitely that. I got a lot of that. Like, most of the people that helped me were not women in the beginning, which was very sad, but the truth, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of how it was for me. And so it's nice that the tables have turned and that you see that women are really helping and mentoring other women, and that times are really changing.
In episode 17, I had a pleasure sitting down with Virginia Leard Rojo, founder of VLR Consulting, and also a local here in Miami, and she gave us some leadership masterclass rooted in empathy, accountability, and realness. Such a great episode. So many amazing little bite nippets there of advice. And what stuck with me the most was her ability to own her presence. And she swapped neutrals for reds, and in doing so, she claimed her space as both strategist and a powerhouse all at once. So here's a clip from episode 17.
And get to resolutions, think about that ahead of time. And the last part I think is, in my opinion, the easiest, but also the most often overlooked, which is just gratitude. Say thank you to people publicly, privately. It's really, really important to just show your thanks. And I think people really underestimate how far a simple thank you can go, and giving credit where credit's due.
Yeah, no, I love the first one and the last one, the empathy and the gratitude, because I feel like, as you mentioned before, that can be applied to any relationship.
Yes.
And then in between that, you have to align with the vision and have good KPIs, which you both measure against, right?
So yes.
That is a good relationship right there.
In episode 18, I had a chance to sit down with Catherine Dobble, founder and CEO of Engage. Catherine reminded us that AI may be efficient, but relationships are still everything. Her insight into thoughtful, trust-based marketing really hit home. And that story about inheriting Chanel pumps, oh my gosh, you have to hear that. Shoes carry such legacy, and sometimes entire transitions as well. Check out a clip from episode 18 with Catherine.
But there's also this opportunity where, like we said, relationships are a currency. And if you're just implementing AI solely into your marketing, you're missing out on currency opportunities. And so there is definitely going to be a change and an impact in the way that a lot of marketing is done, but there will also be a higher value, I feel, placed on really thoughtful, relationship-based marketing. And you know, what we do, public relations and public affairs and community building, you can't send a robot to do your community building. These are one-on-one conversations. Sometimes we're dealing with angry people. Sometimes we're dealing with happy people. We're reaching out to media to convince them to do a story. We hear from journalists all the time. They can immediately tell when something is AI written. And
yes,
they'll just kick it out.
You can even run through.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So it'll create a lot of efficiencies is a short answer, but there will still be a high value placed on people.
Episode 19 was so much fun and light with Sarah Dunn, a CFO and also a local cat rescuer extraordinaire. Sarah brought joy, finance, and feline charm to the show. And if you want to hear a fun episode that's super light and fun, check out episode 19. And from Sarah, I learned that who you are outside the boardroom matters, and that there is power in letting your wardrobe evolve with your life. So here's a clip from episode 19 with Sarah.
So I've always loved volunteer work. Ever since I was younger, you know, my mom was really into volunteer work when I was growing up. I think she was a great model for me in that sense. Well, a lot of sense. And she, you know, was always busy with all this stuff. And, you know, that stuff makes me happier than anything that could happen at any job, you know, or you kind of in real life, you know, being able to help people or help animals is just so fulfilling. I did a lot of volunteer work in high school, even college. I did a ton of it, and I've always made time for it. Now, early in my career, I don't think I was able to make as much time for it, because I was taking my CPA, my master's, hustling at PwC. But now that, you know, I'm more settled, it also helps you connect with the community. So when I moved to Miami, I didn't know anybody. Joining groups and volunteering is a great way to meet people that share your interests, you know.
1,000%.
It's like the people I've met through the cat shelter, I mean, they're like some of my favorite people, because we're all like a little, you know, crazy cat people.
You guys love kitties.
We all love cats.
Episode 20, I had such an honor to interview a local author, Asha, and she was honest, raw, and radiant. And she's the author of two books, Pink Glass House is who I read, and The Namaste Club, which I'm looking forward to diving into. And her reflections on motherhood identity and letting go of perfection were bold. So bold and great for my soul. And she taught me that your mess can be your masterpiece. And showing up in your truth is the boldest fashion statement of all. And thank you so much, Asha. And here is a clip from episode 20.
Writing was always my passion and always something I wanted for myself, but I don't think I truly pursued it until I had someone that I wanted to be a good role model for. Because I think I was always afraid of failure on my own. But then when it comes to my kids, like, I want to model them, like, follow your passions, you know, do the things that make you happy. So I don't think I would have ever started. Obviously, they were the inspiration for the first book, but also they're the reason that I started writing again.
Wow, what a journey it's been, huh? Each guest has brought something completely different, yet somehow they all echoed the same truth. That the shoes we wear tell a story. So do the lives we live in them, which is super, super neat. And that is why I am such a big shoe fan, because each pair of my shoes carries a special story in my heart. And when I need to feel better or just boost up my mood, I come into this closet and I put on my favorite pair of shoes and I have a smile on my face. So, and it's so awesome to see that all of us women feel the same way. It doesn't have to be shoes. It could really be any piece, like a bag, or it could be a piece of jewelry, but just those little things that make us feel so special, and they have stories that are associated with them, which makes them so much more special. So whether it's a Manolo, a Palm Angel slip-on, or a trusty sneaker, your path matters, ladies. So wear it loud, proud, and in whatever way makes you feel unstoppable. If these episodes moved you, send me a DM, tag your favorite guest, or share the episode with someone walking their own path. And until next time, keep stepping forward in your fabulous shoes. And don't forget to subscribe and give us a rating. I'm really grateful that you're listening. I'm so grateful that we're holding tight in the top 100 for fashion and beauty on Apple. So thank you, ladies. And I look forward to hearing from you. And cheers to the next 20 guests. Have a great rest of the week.